Let's continue down this train, but let's bring in Dale Weiss, Montreal Canadiens forward, former Vancouver Canuck, of course. What's going on, Dale? How are you?
Very good, guys. Very good. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Great. Thanks for doing this. How's life so far? Like, where are you at? How's family? How are you? Is everybody safe and healthy?
Yeah, everybody's doing well. We got back to Winnipeg last Saturday, so we were in Montreal up until that time. I was going a little bit crazy there because I didn't have a gym in my house, and I was doing some of the at-home workouts and stuff like that, just body weight, which was kind of miserable. And then it's nice to be home. I have a gym in my house here, and I can do a lot more things. So everyone's a lot more happy, and everyone's healthy, though. That's the main point.
Okay, it might have been tough for you, but I got to say, Dale, your IG game is strong, especially in Montreal. You're doing IG lives with some of your teammates. You had the helmet on. That's a part of your personality we hadn't seen on IG before.
Yeah, you know what? I got on in September, and it was easier in the minors. I could post some more things, and it didn't get blown up as much as it would if I was in Montreal. But, you know, I was sitting there, and I was like, you know what? I'm bored. In between all the naps of my babies and my kids, I thought, you know what, let's go live and answer some questions. I know fans were dying for any kind of hockey content. So I started doing it, and people started liking it, and I started getting a ton of more followers. So I just kept it going, and I was enjoying it. It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. We're going to get into quarantine questions with you. But, like, for the most part, I mean, How are you dealing with the extra time so far, and how you're being able to fill all that time now that you're not, you know, on the grind, riding from city to city, playing games every other night kind of thing?
Yeah, you know what? I enjoyed the first month. From the time I got called up, I think it was right around New Year's. It might have been January 2nd till March 12th when we paused. I literally was on the road a ton. I feel like I didn't see my family for 3 months, so... I really enjoyed the month. We got a chance to spend some time with the kids that I don't normally get that extra time and spend some time together. So it was good. But, you know, after about 3-4 weeks, I think everybody was kind of getting a little sick of just sitting there, and, you know, the kids are on their iPads, and I was sitting there getting bored and trying to find things to do. So it was good for the first couple of weeks. And then after that, I was ready to get back into routine and do some things.
Yeah, we're all kind of wondering and saying, okay, the first couple of weeks were nice, but there's only so much beer and chips that you can eat and drink, right? So there's got to be something coming down the road. And it seems like there is some kind of buzz about hockey potentially being played in July if everything continues to, you know, go well and the curve is flattened. Your thoughts on having hockey in July and potentially finishing off the season at that point?
Yeah, you know what? I think we need to be really cautious with that. I saw what came out yesterday, and then, you know, all the insiders saying this thing. To be honest, from a player's perspective, I haven't heard any of this stuff. So, you know what? You got to kind of be real cautious for what you're hearing. Obviously, when you look into playing into summer, you know, we already gave up our last paycheck. You have to see, you know, we'd have to go through a vote. Players would have to agree to it. You know, I saw my teammate Gallagher come out this morning, and I loved it. He was being honest. Like, you know, the guys in the playoffs obviously want to get in and play, but for guys on the outside, you know, you're going to cut your training in half in the summer. You're going to come back. You're not in real good shape. You're going to risk injury in training camp to come play 11 games when we know we're not getting in the playoffs. And then, you know, it screws you up for the training camp. I don't know. I think it's great. I think we need to have playoffs and you know, award a Stanley Cup. I agree with that. But, you know, I think it really has a lot of positive and negatives.
Well, to take us into an off season for an NHL player, because, you know, I think there is some thought that, you know, guys go off, they spend a lot of time at the cottage, and they get some workouts in and that kind of thing, but they pick it back up in September. But, you know, a lot of the gains that players can make is in the summer, and that's where you can do a lot of that extra work, because in season it's very hard with the grind of travel and games every other night.
You're bang on. So from my perspective, when we get it, you know, it was March 12th when we paused. By that time in the season, so many guys are so overworked, overtrained. Everybody has injuries at that point. It was nice to kind of get a break, and I'm hoping that guys were smart about it. But, you know, I'm just going on what I see on social media. You know, you see guys are still working out and continuing to train. And to me, I think that's dangerous because, if you don't end up playing by August and September, you're already burnt out, you're overtrained, and you're really going to be susceptible to injuries. And, you know, for myself, I'm going to be honest with you, I took 4 weeks off and I did nothing, absolutely nothing. And I started training up about a week and a half ago, and I feel amazing, which is great. So, you know, on any other regular off season, you know, guys probably take 3-4 weeks off, and then they get right back to work with rehab and trying to get your body back in shape. So there's really no more off season anymore for us. And then the way the game is going, the way everybody is skating, and speed is such an emphasis, guys start skating more. You know, I know guys are starting in mid-June now, where before it would have been, you know, you would have been crazy to be skating in July. So this has really thrown a lot of the off-season programs for a loop.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Dale Weiss, Montreal Canadiens forward and former Vancouver Canuck. Dale, you mentioned it is a very unique circumstance for a lot of players, but especially for you, right? It's the your contract is up this year, so you're kind of up in the air of does the season finish? Are you looking ahead to next year? Where's that mentality at for you right now, looking ahead to next year?
It puts me in a weird spot for sure when you look at guys like myself where, you know, regularly we would have played out the season, would have went to playoffs. You go to free agency in July and, you know, you start preparing for a season and see what could happen. But, you know, I've looked at other options, you know, maybe going to Europe next year. But does this disrupt that? How long does this season go? Does the seasons over there start? It's thrown a lot of things for a loop. So I'm kind of I'm not really getting too worked up about it or too concerned. I'm just kind of taking it day by day, and we'll see what happens.
Were you in on the NFL draft last night?
I'm not a big football guy, but I watched probably the first 8 or 9 picks. I just kind of like watching. You know, I know what it's like to get drafted, and for the guys to see their, you know, see their dreams come true and everything they work for. I just love watching the excitement, and I thought it was really cool yesterday the way they did it. Guys are with their families, you know, in their houses and stuff like that. I thought it was really cool.
Hockey fans boo Gary Bettman better than football fans boo Roger. Oh,
much better, much better. For good reason.
100%. Just to get back in on something you touched on there, but Europe is something that you would consider moving forward here for you?
Oh, for sure, definitely. You know, I know a lot of guys are kind of scared of doing that, and they never really give it a consideration. For me, I think it would be awesome. My kids are still young. It would be a great experience to travel the world and see some cities that, you know, maybe in the future we would never get a chance to see. And I love to play, so I plan to play for a while. And, you know, I don't know how long or how much longer I can play in the NHL, so I'm not closing any doors on anything.
All right, you just put the Tilburg Trappers on notice there, Dale. Is that return of the Dutch Gretzky? Or?
Yeah, and you know what? I went there when the financials weren't an issue, so I don't think I'll be getting back there. I got I've told you guys before, I got nothing but love for those people, but I don't think they'll be seeing me there again.
He is Dale Weiss, Montreal Canadiens forward, of course, played here in Vancouver as well. Really appreciate the time, and we're going to get right into the 5 quarantine questions with you now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Fire away.
All right, let's do it. All right, 5 quarantine questions here with Dale Weiss. First up, what's your favorite quarantine activity?
Probably just hanging out with my kids. I think we've had a lot of dance parties, just dancing with all my kids and having fun. That's been my favorite so far.
Is there a favorite movie that you watch with them, like kids' movie that you've kind of fallen in love with a little bit?
We've watched a ton. I don't know if you guys know, but we there's the Zombies 1 and 2. It's kind of a kids movie. I don't know if you guys know it.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you
all
guys
I know
should watch
Frozen.
It. It's actually, I've watched the Frozen one, but we've been big on the Zombie one since the quarantine started. We watched it probably about 20 times already.
All right, and you can catch Dale on Instagram with his kids, Weiss Dale. You can hit him with a follow. The second question, Dale. Are you reading during quarantine, and what book are you reading if you are?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. I was laughing. Last week I finished the first book probably in my life. I mean, I used to read books in school when you had to, but I didn't actually probably finish them. I probably ended up Googling or finding an answer or watching the movie or something. But I've been reading a ton of Tony Robbins stuff. lot of stuff on investing, a lot of real estate stuff, which really interests me, and just about mindset and stuff. I'm a big believer in you know, having a positive mindset, and you know, whatever you think you can do, you can achieve it, and that kind of thing. So I've been reading a lot of Tony Robbins.
This is a pretty unique time too, though, because you know, you kind of mentioned that where you kind of chill out and for a week or two, and it's kind of vacation mode to a certain extent. But then you got to realize, like, okay, how do I better myself, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was sitting there and I wasn't doing anything. I was like, you know what? Let me try reading a book. I've never read a book since probably high school, and I've actually loved it. I think I've gone through three or four now in the last 2 weeks.
It's nice. It is huge to get rid of the screen time too, like, because we're just like looking at the phone, looking at the TV, looking at computers. I find in quarantine that my screen time is just like escalated to the max.
Yo, it's been insane. I had to shut my phone off for 3 days because I was getting so into the Instagram and Twitter and everything. It was crazy. I was like, I'm literally shutting my phone off for 2 days and not responding to anybody. And it was actually kind of nice because it was, like you said, it was getting out of control. You're sitting there, you're bored, you start scrolling through, and it just, you know, an hour gets away from you and you've done nothing.
Exactly. Dale Weiss joining us for the 5 quarantine questions. All right, this is a big one. Favorite snack for you right now?
Oh, favorite snack. I've been on, since I started training about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I've been pretty bang on with my diet. But favorite snack would be the pretzels with the peanut butter inside them.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got an insider scoop here in Vancouver, though. I hear you like butter chicken from the Atwals.
I do love butter chicken. My boy Bobby and Sue Atwal, one of my very close friends, they got me on the Indian food, and we've had butter chicken probably 2 or 3 times in the quarantine for sure.
Nice. All right. There we go. Okay. Well, whenever we can travel again, I'm sure that that butter chicken in Vancouver is going to be, you know, whenever you're able to travel back here, I'm sure you'll be able to get it here. The fourth question we have is favorite classic game to watch. Is there one game, doesn't matter, any sport, could be NHL, could be another league, that you love watching over and over again?
It would probably be game 7 of our series in Montreal versus Boston. I've watched it a ton in the last month. I had it recorded at my parents, and I've watched it a ton. Like, that's just a game that was really special for me. One of my favorite hockey memories. So I've watched that one a ton.
What's the first thing you think about when you think about that game?
You know what? I just go through the memories that I had leading up to the game and in the dressing room, and then, you know, scoring early and coming off after and seeing Mark Bergevin, you know, dancing and jumping in the lobby and hugging everybody. It's just something that I'll never forget.
It's great. And we're seeing a lot of those classic games now. And, I think, it might've been even on last night, on Sportsnet, but, quite the series you guys have had with Boston in the past, as we know, with Montreal, and certainly Vancouver still remembers the 2011 series and game 8 and all the things that happened there too.
Oh yeah. I've been watching a ton of Vancouver ones, Vancouver, Chicago, 2011. I watched, the first 2 games probably every day for the last 5 days.
I mean, it's a great series, man. Like hockey right now, playoffs is different, but it does feel, watching that series, I remember like the first 5 minutes watching it the other night of game 1, just how physical it was. I saw more big hits in that first 5 minutes than I think I saw all season.
You know, isn't that crazy? That's exactly what me and my wife were watching. That's exactly what I said. I was like, okay, it's playoffs. Playoffs are physical, but like, this seems like from the 1980s. Like, where is this game? Like, it's only, you know, it's only 9 years ago, but the game seems so different. Like, every single, like, Mason Raymond was smashing people. And I love Mason Raymond. Like, you know, he's one of my close friends. I love playing with him. We talk a lot still, but that's just, I mean, everybody, that's not his game, but he was running around. It was awesome.
Yeah, everything about that series was just an absolute war. We miss playoff hockey, as you can tell. We're supposed to be watching it right now. When you know, that's just where we are. All right, final quarantine question. Favorite movie to rewatch? What is it? Not the zombie movies.
Not the zombie. We've watched a lot of zombie movies, but favorite movie to rewatch? I don't rewatch a lot of movies, to be honest with you.
No? All right. Well,
maybe
well,
Schultz.
Your...
I rewatched Trailer Park Boys, but.
All right.
Happy Gilmore, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
I rewatched Happy Gilmore. Yeah, that's probably the one that if I got nothing, I got to find it and put that one on.
All right. Strong that was on Sportsnet a couple of weeks ago as well. So, yeah, we kind of tuned in for that one. All right, Dale, you've done the five quarantine questions. Now, before I, you know, in the text I sent you before this, I didn't give you a heads up that we also have a quiz at the end of it.
Okay.
We ask you a question about sports, sometimes connected to your career, and let's see if you can get the answer right. You ready to go?
Okay.
All right. Which team and goalie did you score your first career hat trick against back in 2015?
Oh, my goodness. Good question. I don't even know what that guy's name was. He wasn't there very long. holy, that is such a good question. Was Red O'Bara, was it him?
Ooh,
no.
Right organization. So it was the Calgary Flames. You're right on that. It was Yoni Ortio.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that one. No way.
you guys spanked him that night. Put up 6 goals on him, 3 of them yours.
That's funny. I would have never guessed. I couldn't remember his name. I knew he was a shorter guy for Calgary, but I couldn't remember his name.
He played 37 games. Maybe that was the last one he played after you got the hat trick on him.
That might have been it for him.
Dale, this has been a lot of fun. I know a lot of our listeners love catching up with old Canucks and current players and things like that, and also just hearing how everybody's dealing with the self-isolation. So we really appreciate the memories, the laughs, and the tips on how we can continue going forward here in self-isolation for the next little while. All the best if the season continues here.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. My pleasure.